Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. And it's always has been like that. It's always meant to be like that. And thank you. You brought us to that understanding of faith and to the understanding of that we rest in you. And in you, everything comes to pass and everything good. Your plan you've got for our lives, purposes, giftings, whatever. Thank you, Father God. You've started a good work and you complete it. And so we just be patient, have faith and patience. We inherit the promises, the destiny, the fulfilling the purpose that you've sent us here for a time such as this. So thank you for this word here. Thank you for the motivation and the leading relevant in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 3 from verse 1 to 3, the ESV translation. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money.
Hallelujah. I love that word there. It says aspires to, and aspires to his desires. So there's nothing that God expects from you that he hasn't put in you, worked in you to will and to do. So when you aspire for something, you must know that's God's finger pointing. It's like a parent saying, my child, you're going to be in this business, or my child, you're going to experience this or that. But then you start preparing. Then it's through faith, that faith you take hold of. You need patience to develop, to mature, to take on the right attitudes and characteristics that are necessary for whatever God is saying. So this is relevant to all things, and what we're sharing here is about relevant to leadership, being a bishop, or being a pastor in a church. It's all the boundary lines of godliness. And remember always, we have got it. We are in it. And it's just God brings about these things at the right time. So just stay with him and know and see what is necessary. And one of the words that stands out here in the encouragement here is self-control. And that self-control is not just you controlling yourself, but you knowing who you are, knowing what's required, and then keeping in line, keeping in tune. Like I love that song Drini sent this morning. Now we're no longer alone. We are in this marriage. We are in this covenant. We are united to the Lord. We are one with the Lord. He's joined to the Lord. He's one spirit with him, one spirit with him, and co-heirs with Jesus. And that's where we always get our strength. So we never think of ourselves as alone and inadequate and not enough. We are enough in the Lord. And so always draw strength from that, knowing he has called you. This is his purpose. This is his destiny. He's the potter, we the clay. And so you don't argue with him. You just stay with him and flow together with him in whatever he calls us to do. And when we read things like this and we feel we're lacking in a certain quality, a certain thing like self-control, we just ask, we say, thank you, Lord, I know it. Or gentleness, thank you, Lord, that I can be not violent but gentle. So you agree with God, and then the heaven that backs this word, the angels that back this word, the power of the Holy Spirit that backs this word, they all spring into being and they make that a reality for you. So you lack no good thing. And that's it. But just faith and patience. Patience, just develop and just stay and stay in tune and stay confident, because you are holy, righteous, set free, blessed with every spiritual blessing. Amen.
Amen.